Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. Get it, Todd. 25 years of experience in the financial services industry. Lots of positions he's held in both consumer and business lending. That's Todd Peach. God bless him.
BECU.
Yeah.
.org.
And I'm not your boss, BJ.
No, you're not.
So. We know what happens. So.
Yeah. No pepper spray from Todd. As a matter of fact, I mean, when you were part of a credit union, everybody's boss.
I guess I am your boss.
Yeah. I thought about that. Dang it. I better go and check my car. Make sure it's not slashed. The cool thing about BECU, man, it is a credit union, which means everything a bank can do, they can do. But because it's member-owned, Todd, there's going to be no shenanigans. Everybody's taking care of everybody.
Yep, you own the place.
Nice. And if you'd like to join, it's simple. You just got to live, work, or attend school in Washington State. That is it. BECU.org. If you got a question for Todd about anything, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Patrick in Snohomish, you are on with Todd from BECU.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Patrick.
So basically, my fiance just lost his job a couple weeks ago, and I just got a new job in that whole, like, you know, not getting my check for 3 weeks, and bills are getting hard to pay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was just curious if there are, like, any programs or anything we could, you know, go about.
Yeah, well, there's a few things. I think, first, I would reach out to NFCC. It's the National Foundation for Credit Counselors. These are nonprofit credited agencies that will help you kind of go through all your expenses and your income and your budget, you know, kind of help you put together a disaster plan, if you will, to try to get you through until you get back at work again. Secondly, don't ignore the bills as you come in. They're going to be, they're obviously going to be negative reporting on your credit, but reach out to your credit, you know, your creditors and explain your situation. See if they can work with you. Maybe come up with deferring or just paying interest only for a certain period of time. It still might impact your credit, but it's going to impact your credit anyway if you don't reach out to them because you're going to be late. So if you're going to be late on a bill, reach out to the creditors. Explain the situation. What's going on, and see if they'll work with you.
Oh, for sure.
But before you do that, you know, come up with, you know, show them what's happening. You know, have documentation showing, you know, with the income, what you're getting and what's going out, so they know you're just not, you know, flying off to Vegas and then not paying your bills as well. So,
flying off to Vegas would be fun.
Well, you could double your money, I suppose, right?
Just some guy made like $1 million in like 5 minutes when he was in Vegas, just right away.
Who did?
Some dude on the internet.
Okay, well, that's not fair.
Yeah,
right? That doesn't happen to anybody but him.
I mean, that's the best way to start off a trip to Vegas.
And do you think he just stopped? Did he stop, or do you think he's going to lose it all back to him?
I bet by now he's broke, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing to get that million. And he must have felt like he was just like, I can't lose.
He made $1 million within 5 minutes of showing up at the casino on St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
He played the Monopoly penny slots machine.
And it paid him out $1 million?
Penny slots?
Yes.
Good on him.
Penny slots paid him $1 million.
Wow.
That life isn't
I'm
fair.
I'm out after that. I'm out.
Like, I'm pumped when I get like $5 or $20.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I would cash out and go home.
I'd be gone.
Yeah.
Next flight out.
No, maybe watch a good Cirque show, get a good dinner, and then go home.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. Hope that helps, Patrick. And feel free to reach out to me if you have, you know, need more tips. So
Patrick, go to Vegas. Play the penny slots.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, you can always email Todd. Just go to KISW.com. Check out on our homepage. Just scroll down. You'll see that banner with Todd's smiling face. Click on that. You'll get to email him. Plus, it will take you to a page with a lot of great resources like Todd just mentioned. And Todd, that's a thing a lot of us aren't trained at a young age, is to really come up with that disaster plan. Because, man, that hurts when you're young. When you got your bills, you got everything, you get fired, and then you sit there and go, oh, my gosh, half our income is gone.
how are we going to do this? Yep. And that whole disaster plan, no one ever talks about it.
No. That's the very, very first thing you should do, is to have at least $1,000 sitting aside as an emergency fund, disaster fund, whatever you want to call it. Things come up. And then you want to build that up over time. So eventually you have 3 to 6 months of your expenses sitting there. So if you do have this type of situation, you're prepared for it. Or there's a medical situation, whatever. Something you did not know that was coming.
And yeah. See, it seems counterintuitive to me that you could call like the biller.
Yeah.
You know, if I owe somebody some money, to give them a call, hey, can you help me out, really, because I don't have a lot of cash coming in.
Yeah, well, the alternative is you don't pay, right? And then what happens? Then they shut it down anyway.
Yeah.
And then you're past due, and now they're not going to want to work with you as much, right? Because you didn't. But if you reach out to them to begin with, your chances of getting help are significantly increased. But if you don't, you just let it go, then it goes to collections, and then you're getting phone calls, and then the interest and penalties stack up. And so, neither situation is great, right? Ultimately, we'd like to be able to pay everything and pay it on time and get it paid off. But if you're in that situation, and many, many, many people were when we had the recession, that seems like it was a long time ago, but, 8, 9 years ago, a lot of people were in that same situation.
206-421 Rock, text us at 77999. It's Todd Peach from BECU. Kayla from Puyallup, you are on the Rock.
Hey, guys, come on.
Good morning, Kayla. You're on with Todd. Go ahead. Hello.
Hey, sorry. Are you still there? Sorry.
Hello. Hello, Kayla. Hey. Yes, Kayla, go ahead.
Hey, so I just was wondering if there are any good programs that I can try and help my staff up with. I'm the general manager at a hotel, and our company doesn't sponsor 401k programs for the associates. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are young, and it seems to be kind of a theme, especially with these sessions with Todd, is that, younger people don't know how to set themselves up right. So I'm just wondering if there's any programs that I could have maybe come in and kind of talk to them and help them set up like their own 401k.
Yeah, so are you looking, Kayla, more for retirement type of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Email me, and then I can get you hooked up with some folks. There's a new program that's come out. It's like an exchange at the state of Washington for retirement planning, because there's many, many companies in your situation that do not offer retirement plans for their employees, and it's critical that they offer those, or at least right. Have access to those. So go to, like BJ said, go to his page, shoot me an email, and I'll get you hooked up either with some local resources, or if you're interested, maybe even somebody from BECU, they can come out and speak to the folks. So.
That'd be great. Thank you.
You bet, Kayla.
That's really cool. Somebody who's actually like a general manager want to make sure their employees are taken care of way.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And the thing is if you take care of your employees, financial stress is like the number one reason for turnover in the workplace, mm-hmm. and loss of productivity. And so if companies really embrace that and help their employees, it goes a long way to not only helping the employee, but helping the business as well.
And Todd, I'm a parent, and I know that I also have to just get on my kids, because I remember being their age. When you're in your 20s, you just don't care about what life is like when you're in your 60s. You don't care. It's so far away. Mm-hmm. You don't think you're making a lot of money. But I do think that the parents have to go, look, you are going to get some sort of retirement savings account now, especially with the IRAs out there, the Roth IRAs, where, my gosh, if they can start, they're gonna make bank when they're older. Because we don't know if Social Security is going to be around. I can't tell you what it's going to be like in 40 years when my kids are in their 60s.
Yeah. Don't bank on Social Security. If it's there, that's your play money or whatever. That's how I look at it.
That's when we have fun, huh?
Yeah, that's when you go to Vegas. Nice. That's your Vegas money. It's your Social Security money. No, but you're absolutely right, BJ. The power of compounding, if you can start in your 20s, it's amazing. If you just put like $5,500 a year, you'll have over $1 million by the time you're 65. Easy.
That's just nuts.
Yeah. When are we supposed to start that?
You were supposed to start it a while ago, Steve.
A little while ago, Steve.
You're what they call the catch-up guy.
But
With science, I might get to live longer. Yeah. So if I start now,
yeah, yeah.
By the time I'm 200.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not too late. You're just going to have to put a little bit more than $500 in.
Yeah, I've been on that plan. I mean, I'm on that catch-up plan because I never did any of that. And so pretty much that's what I'm doing for the rest of my life, just socking as much away as possible to make up for all that compounding interest I never got to do.
Yeah. But to your point, BJ, if parents out there, if you have kids in their 20s, 30s, you know, help them, coach them, get them in, started with that Roth IRA or just investing. If they have workplace retirements, make sure they're at least getting the minimum, the match, if the company does match it, if it's 3%, whatever that is. That's where you start, get that, and then, but, you know, if you can get that, you know, I think the IRA limitations went up to 6,000 this year for folks that don't have.
Yeah, there are a lot of there are a lot of parents, I don't know, man, you know, when my kids were younger and they were in our peer group, who just were not thinking you should help your kids, and they don't understand what it's like. The kids just got so much debt and this and that they really need you to go in there and go, look, you're doing this. Here's what you're doing. Yep. And if they give you a Greek code, I'll toss you a couple bucks a week if I have to, but you are going to start a retirement account. It's really important. And I get that you don't care. Good. I will care for you because I'm your father. I'm supposed to care about this stuff because now I'm old enough to care. I didn't care when I was their age, but I care now.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And let them know that, hey, this is going to go up and down. I got a call from my daughter like January, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was talking in January.
Wait, can you take a look at my investments? I'm losing all this money. I'm like, it's all good. You know, just set it and go, keep contributing. I tell her it's on sale. If it goes down, buy some more. You like sales, right? She goes shopping all the time.
That is a tough thing for a person to see. Don't you really can't look at those accounts.
No.
Either way, when you think you went up, you go, woo! And you're like, oh,
We're going to go party tonight, right?
Yeah, the correction is coming.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, as usual, the time has flown. But if you didn't get through on the phone lines with Todd, you can always email him. Just go to the KISW website, KISW.com. Scroll down, see the banner with Todd's smiling face. He'll answer any question you have via email. Todd's been good like that. And don't forget, if you would like to go banking in a great way, BECU rocks the house. If you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, you can be a member of BECU's credit union. Credit unions are really amazing. And, you know, some people think you should never do a bank again, but go with a credit union. I won't say that's me.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm not going to argue with that, BJ.
Todd, good seeing you, buddy.
Likewise, BJ. Thanks.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.